Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 6. God, the source of strength. Oh, what weakness men manifest when they separate from the source of wisdom and power. Have not men been magnified? Have not human sentiments and imperfect traits of character been held up as if of great value, while Christ and his righteousness have been excluded? Have not men woven selfishness into everything they have touched, revealing it persistently and determinedly in their work? Have they not treated the message of God with disdain? Have they not handled means which was not theirs as though they had a right to do with it as they pleased? And when this means was used to open new fields, have they not acted as though it came from their own individual capital, which they deserved great credit for thus appropriating? Has not the money offered as an oblation to God been used to pile up large buildings in Battle Creek, to give character to the work, it is said, but really to give opportunity for men to show the genius and tact they manifest in managing these large business houses? But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation.